X, everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning. 8:15, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Welcome to it.
Good morning.
Woo. Let's take a quick look at your forecast here. Kind of crappy out, not going to lie. We got some clouds, we got some rain, high of 74 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, more rain, 30% chance, low of 60. Tomorrow, cloudy.
Video game day.
Oh, dude, you know what? No, today's a nap day. Today's a fat nap day. Actually, what's going to happen is I'm going to finish up my work day. Kiki and I started watching the show called Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. It's Kevin Costner, great cast, great show. We just bought the first season. Her folks told us, like, you guys got to watch this show. It's fantastic. About these this huge ranchers in Montana. It's so good. And last night, we binged watched, I think, like, the first 9 or 10 episodes.
Uh-oh.
And I just know today. And we finally just had to go to bed. I'm like, Kiki, I got to go to bed. It's going to be a long day tomorrow.
Come on, one more.
One more. Oh, my God. But today, that's probably what I'll do. I got some leftover pizza. I'm going to sit on the couch and just veg and watch some more Yellowstone. Probably another 30 episodes. Just, you know, make sure I really get myself into it. But anyway.
Remember before when you couldn't binge, you had to wait till the next week?
Dude, I don't think I could go back to that. If we ever have to go back to just regular terrestrial TV, like week by week, I'm going to lose my mind, okay? Actually, Amazon does that with the TV show The Boys that they made, which is another awesome show. They do it weekly now, and it's awful. It's just terrible.
Why? This is why we do Netflix. Dude, imagine what our moms went through back in the day with Young and the Restless and their soaps.
God, you had to tape everything and wait? I mean, what? Oh, and then they do that cliffhanger before they take, like, that 3-month break, and you have to wait 3 months before the next. Come on. God, you bastards. No, if we ever go back to that, I'm just not going to watch TV anymore. That's it. I'll reminisce about the days, or I'll just bust out the old DVD. I got, like, season 1 and 2 of That 70s Show on DVD, so I'll just do that and watch that over and over.
I want to fry my brain in one sitting.
Exactly. You know? I want to be sleep-deprived and angry all at the same time because I went through a season, and now I have nothing to get my fix. All right.
There you go.
Besides that, that's your weather and us bitching about TV, and it's time for your WTF. Let's do it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Oh, feels good to say that. I missed you, Katie. All right, what do we got here? What stupid criminals do we have? Was there any good WTFs when I was gone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
There's plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty to choose from.
Let's do this one. Did you have any murder for hire WTFs?
Nope.
Well, here you go.
Do that one.
I got one for you here. There's a 33-year-old woman named Ashley Spencer. She's in Palm Bay, Florida. Florida.
Of course. Florida.
She turns 34 in a few weeks, and on the 26th of this month is actually her birthday. Oh, happy early birthday, Ashley.
There you go.
Well, she recently tried to hire a hitman to take out her husband's mistress. And even told the hitman that she wanted it done before her birthday so it could be her gift to her.
Ah, jeez.
She offered $2,000 for the job and even helped the hitman plan the murder. But
$2,000.
The hitman turned out to be an undercover police officer because, folks, it's always an undercover police officer.
Here's the thing. What's her name?
Ashley.
Ashley. What is she doing? She Google it?
Yeah.
Craigslist ad? I mean, come on. You know, unless your uncle is a hitman and, like, you and your uncle know.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, it's come on.
Yeah. There's Uncle Dave.
Where do you
hitman.
Start? Yeah. I never got that.
What I recommend is don't search for a hitman on Google. Go to Bing. All right. They don't check Bing searches anymore. Okay. Hell, bring up Ask Jeeves. Yeah. Any of those. If you're going on Google to find a hitman, you're going to get busted. But you go to any of those other ones, they're not monitoring those anymore. So, yeah.
Some of those episodes, though, on the ID channel of the. There's one famous one where a lady hired, she's from Miami. They're all from Florida for some reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
From Miami, hired to kill her husband. Some rich, the guy was rich, you know, just supplying her with a life. That she and here she is trying to kill her husband.
Yeah, snuff him
and
out.
It's just, Dude, it is crazy how these things pan out.
What I don't get is why she... So the husband was fine. She didn't hire the hitman for the husband. It's for the mistress. It's like, come on, who's the real bad guy here? Well, obviously Ashley is because she's trying to murder somebody. But, you know, why?
Dude,
you're going after the lady? It's the husband that's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, too, like they made the police panned it out like the hitman really killed the husband. And then they went to go talk to her, and they're like, yeah, your husband just got murdered. And she, like, started, like fake. And then they were like,
nah,
it was an undercover cop. You set it up. And then, dude, it was great. It was great how they laid it out. She was so.
That I'm sure the look on your face when you realize that your murder for hire plot, your genius plan didn't work out. Yeah. But I will say, if there's any mistresses out there listening right now, and you know the significant other of the person you're cheating with has a birthday coming up, just be careful. Be mindful.
Keep an eye on your back.
They might be getting a special gift for themselves on their birthday, which means you're
check dead. Your brake lines.
Yeah, exactly. Check your brake lines. Just in case. All right, there you go. That's your WTF.